just a little flyer that I put at the front, which is about the petition that I started to repeal the secrecy provisions of the Border Force Act. And I really am wanting to promote that this evening because it's the lives of everyone in this room that can spread that message and send it out, because it really does need to be a collective force that can make change. So I should really just tell you a little bit about myself. So my name is Christine Cummins. I'm a credentialed mental health nurse. And I have experience working in crisis intervention, case management, and for a time with the primary mental health team. But before I became a mental health nurse, I worked as a volunteer nurse for a year in Sri Lanka, and I spent 7 months working with Afghan refugees in Iran. I've also nursed up north in the remote Kimberley region of Australia with Indigenous communities. I'm passionate about social justice and about advocating for the vulnerable. And in 2009, I saw a position advertised for a torture and trauma counsellor on Christmas Island, and I jumped at the opportunity, firstly for adventure, and secondly because I thought it would be a wonderful professional experience. I originally went for 1 year, but I ended up staying just short of 5. It wasn't long after I arrived on the island that I saw the first boat of asylum seekers coming into shore. And then it wasn't long before I started hearing some of their horrific stories. I'd like to share Fatima's story with you this evening. Fatima was referred for torture and trauma counselling due to her heightened symptoms of complex trauma. She'd been politically active for many years in Iran, trying to gain recognition and access to basic human rights for the Kurdish people. She'd lost her husband and then watched as all her adult children were forced to leave the country until she was alone and an easy target. She was incarcerated and tortured on more occasions than she could actually recall. And the most recent occasion saw her permanently and deliberately maimed when they shattered her right wrist and then denied her any medical treatment for that, leaving her with limited use of her hand. And it was after this episode that friends arranged for Fatima to flee Iran, to make her way to join two of her adult children who were already settled in Australia. When Fatima arrived on Christmas Island, she had lost all of her belongings and she had only the clothes that she stood in. And she was oblivious to the no-advantage policy, which denied family reunification and settlement in Australia for people who had arrived by boat. Fatima was 75 years old when we met, and she was experiencing severe symptoms of complex trauma, such as intrusive memories in the form of flashbacks. She'd start screaming out during these flashbacks, and the others started mocking her. So she then decided she could try and stuff the clothing into her mouth or her scarf into her mouth to muffle the sounds. The nightmares she experienced were so vivid and horrific that she became too frightened to sleep. Fatima was the only person of her language group within her compound, so she was unable to verbally communicate with others, and she wasn't able to shower or dress herself without assistance due to her disability. She relied on the kindness of strangers, and it was the other women in the camp that would help her shower and dress. Fatima was also medically compromised, with medical conditions including diabetes and hypertension, causing dizziness that resulted in frequent falls. She had bilateral cataracts, causing severe deterioration in her vision, and she was worried that she'd never see her kids again. One of the strategies that she had created was, when she had a flashback, to suddenly jump up and start running to distract herself. But of course, because of her visual impairment, she'd often fall over. So she'd turn up to the counselling sessions with me with bandages and bruises all over her. In my industry, clinicians are not supposed to have favourite clients, but Fatima was definitely one of mine. She was feisty and cheeky and simply adorable. But this woman presented with more vulnerabilities than I could count, and yet the clinical recommendations for her care were repeatedly ignored for months before she was finally transferred to a mainland detention facility. And I'm aware that IHMS, the International Health and Medical Service that provide the medical care within the detention network, were also repeatedly requesting for Fatima's transfer on medical grounds. But it took months of advocating by our two agencies before an extremely vulnerable woman was treated with dignity. Fatima was one of hundreds of asylum seekers that I counselled over the course of 5 years on Christmas Island. In January 2010, I joined a small team of torture and trauma counsellors, and then for the last three of those years, I was the team leader of the service. As team leader, I regularly met with the Department of Immigration staff and with IHMS mental health clinicians to discuss our recommendations for ongoing care for many of our vulnerable clients. I worked with some incredible people during those years, including many Department of Immigration workers. But this was during the time when they were able to case manage and that processing of asylum claims was still being done on the island. We worked collaboratively in those days to ensure that our mutual clients were afforded respect and kindness. But gradually over time, these same workers left when the government policies changed. When the processing of asylum claims ceased, the ability to work with humanity and compassion was often denied. There was no room for an immigration worker with empathy, so they were soon culled. My work on the island then became incredibly challenging. My colleagues and I found ourselves astounded at the level of secrecy and fear we saw cultivated within the new immigration department under the Abbott government. From its very first day in office, the department had a name change to reflect the new oppressive stance. The Department of Immigration and Citizenship became the Department of Immigration and Border Protection and launched Operation Sovereign Borders. From where I sat, on an idyllic tropical island of Christmas, I never felt the need to be protected. The island had offered safety and refuge for thousands of asylum seekers, and it was a place that I called home. But it now appeared that we had actually all been under attack, and we hadn't even known it, and this new government was about to protect us. The new Minister for Immigration was Scott Morrison, and he refused to provide any information to the public on operational matters. All workers within the immigration system were directed to refer to asylum seekers as illegals. The term client was replaced with detainee, and asylum seekers sent to Nauru or Manus Island were referred to as transferees. Our service steadfastly refused to accept these dehumanising labels and continue to discuss our clients by their names and boat numbers when needed. The complete lack of regard for humanity was never more evident and repugnant. The capacity for the Torture and Trauma Counselling Service to be a voice for the vulnerable was always contentious because the Department of Immigration is very anxious about advocacy. The way our service advocated was to face discussions on our clinical findings and to leave emotion completely out of the discussion. We would provide recommendations for treatment founded on evidence-based practice. In 2010, 11 and 12, these recommendations were heard and afforded the recognition our clients needed. We still had to fight for good outcomes, but we were respected. We were respected as clinicians, and our service was highly regarded. Unfortunately, this all changed dramatically during 2013 and 14. The capacity to advocate for our clients was eventually withdrawn, with the Immigration Department citing their privacy policy and client confidentiality at us. We were being shut out and denied access due to a veil of secrecy surrounding the workings of a government department. This secrecy was fear-based, an intense fear that inconsistent and sometimes inhumane treatment within the detention centre would be exposed. Now, with the passing of the Border Force Act, the secrecy provisions enhance fear among the workforce. Some good people have walked away in disgust. Others remain, but with a reduced capacity to ensure accountability and good practice when they work under such restrictions. This now leaves hundreds of asylum seekers, men, women and children, living in precarious conditions. The new secrecy provisions hinder the ability to scrutinise dubious practices and make advocacy from within illegal. I'm a first-hand witness to the dangers of secrecy. I have met, counselled and got to know many decent people who have become direct victims of this secrecy. Terrible things happen when people conform without question. Terrible things happen when workers are fearful of reprisal. And terrible things happened when I was on Christmas Island. Sometimes I could be vocal and affect change. Gradually over time, my ability to be a voice for the vulnerable was challenged. There were cases like Mary, who was raped within the detention centre on Christmas Island not long after arriving. She reported the rape and gave a police statement to the AFP, and IHMS referred her to our service. But months passed, and she still hadn't been offered any legal assistance or updates on her case. When questions were asked, she was suddenly sent to Nauru before she could access justice through the legal system. There were many of our Tamil clients who were boarded onto charter flights at 2 a.m. and deported directly to Sri Lanka. Arrested on arrival in Colombo, they were taken into interrogation and imprisonment, and there have been unconfirmed reports of men going missing. These were people we were counselling due to their past history of exposure to torture, potentially returned to the same fate. There were cases like the Iranian woman who had her adult son sent to Manus Island without her knowledge, with his whereabouts withheld from her for days. When I asked why they hadn't told her, an immigration worker simply said, because she might get a little bit upset. Or people like the many unaccompanied minors who were in error were age determined as 18. They were then treated as adults and sent to live with single adult males, placing them at a heightened risk of abuse. And people like the two cases that I know of, but I have no doubt there were many, many more, where clients were so traumatised that the detention environment intensified their symptoms. In both cases, they became floridly psychotic, needing acute psychiatric admission off the island, only to then be returned back to detention on the island against the admitting psychiatrist's advice. I use these examples because they're cases that I spoke up about. I shared information with external agencies at the time that if I was working within the system now would lead me to possible imprisonment. When I was working on the island, I advocated in my capacity as a healthcare professional. I challenged the system on many occasions, but I also learned how to communicate effectively with public servants to affect change. When I returned to the mainland, I decided I needed to continue to be a voice for the vulnerable, and I was no longer constrained by my position. With the introduction of the Border Force Act, I felt a moral and ethical duty to continue to speak. If ever there was a time it is to be vocal, it is now. Because people like Fatima and Mary and countless others will continue to be dismissed, devalued and degraded if people like me accept the directive to shut up. I started the online petition in a desperate effort to repeal the secrecy provisions of the Border Force Act. I believe with enough support, we can make a difference, but it needs to be achieved as a collective. I'm here today to request your support in ending the secrecy. It's the only way we can maintain professionalism among workers and ensure the safety and security of vulnerable people in our care. Thank you.